I'm 61, be 62 this year.
Well, I got you beat about 5 or 6 years.
Wow, you sound like you're younger than me. So you're doing really good.
Well, I wish the rest of me was that good, but I got a bad knee and a bad everything else. I'm getting old.
Yeah, I got a defibrillator pacemaker, and that's the only thing that I got. And in May, I got to go see the cardiologist and have a meeting with him, and then they're going to schedule a surgery to replace it with either a new device or just a new battery in it.
Yeah, I don't have anything wrong with the heart. I just have AFib, whatever that is. And I have to go to a cardiologist too. And that's interesting. There's a lot of things about the heart that I never knew until I had this problem.
Oh yeah, I got AFib too. When they first diagnosed me and they put that device in me, I had Brugada syndrome. I don't know how to explain it. You got to go to Google and it'll explain it. But this time it went off because I was helping a friend of mine. Well, 439 Dave, 101 mechanic. I was helping him and one of his workers tear apart a horse barn, and I guess overdid it. And boy, I tell you what, it gave me a good shock. And it knocked me on my back, and I had to sit there and wait there till the paramedics got there, and they brought me to GP. But everything was all right, you know. But, man, that was an experience.
Yeah, well, mine started about 5 years, well, in the COVID time when I got that stupid COVID shot, and I went into congestive heart failure. But that was about 5 years ago, but now it's starting to show up again.
Yeah, I never had the COVID. I was too many people were having that problem. But I think I kind of did because I never got the shot, but I did catch COVID so bad, me, my wife, and the kid. And we, you know, she was like 30 at the time. We had to go to Ashland, and they gave us what they call an infusion. And about 5 or 6 days later, man, we were like brand new. You know, all it was like an IV, but it took a good hour. And the funny part was that I told all my friends, everybody, I said, oh, yeah, during the COVID, you know, you can wear a mask on your face, you know, that's made of, you know, cloth or whatever. But when they went in to do that, they were all in full hazmat uniforms, you know.
Yeah, some of that doesn't all make sense, but they think it does.
Oh yeah, but it did go away. I mean, like they said 6 to 7 days. 5 days later, I was like brand new and never caught it again. So that was kind of cool.
Did you have you heard about the meet and greet or get together we're going to have this weekend or Saturday afternoon?
No, because I missed Sunday's check-in because my battery was dead. When it finally did come get on, I did check in with the guy that was doing the check-in, but no, I didn't hear anything about that. So Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday afternoon, roughly 3 to 5, kind of a potluck style thing, and hopefully people will show up.
Where's that going to be at?
Do you know where Leonard Road is? This Leonard Road goes out there. It goes almost to a trailer park out there on Riviera Mobile Home Park. Just before that, 5010 Leonard Road, that's where it's going to be.
Is that here in GP or Merlin?
No, it's on the campus side of the river. Leonard Road is next to the river on the south side.
All right, so it's off Leonard Road. I can look up Leonard Road.
5010 Leonard Road. And that you'd be more than welcome to come. It's actually my place, so that's why I know where it is.
Okay, cool. Is there going to be signs that'll point to it?
Yeah, there's going to be little yellow arrows out there on the street. You can see it, and it's at 5010. You can't see the house from the street, but you go drive down. It's next to the river.
5010 Leonard Road. Okay, sounds good.
We'd love to see you.
Well, I'll be there. I think the 101 mechanic's been there before, hasn't he? Dave?
Yes, he has. Yeah, he's been here. He's been here a couple times. We've had it more than once.
Okay, I think I've been there before. Yeah, this is, 573 Henry, so, and me and Dave's always been friends, you know, so we was always on the CB, but I just finally got a CB going back again.
I haven't done the CB for so long, I don't know too much about it, but it's interesting. I'd love to maybe experiment with CB and 10-meter radio again. I've contemplated it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, like, you know, I mean, license, I mean, you get the very first one, which is technician now, there's no CW, you know, test or anything like that, so it's just basic 35 questions, and shoot, it was really, I read the book, or actually, online, I went online and I got the test, but I didn't read the, you know, study. I just did the, you know, it's on there and it's got like test questions, and every one that I missed, I wrote down and put in a wrote it down in a notebook, and it's got the answer, you know, on the thing. You know, if you miss it, it shows the answer, and I would write that down and highlight that, and so I would study that when, you know, I would take the test, and then like a week later I'd study that, and then finally I would know the answers and to the questions, and when I did take the test, it was like, man, I know that question.
Yeah, well, I did that same thing. I do have a tech license, so I go in that. I haven't gone into the 10 meter yet.
Okay, yeah. When I had my tech, I had a Galaxy 98 VHP, and I was on, I don't know if I was on upper or lower, but I was on one of the channels, and I think channel 3 or something. I was talking to some people in East Texas. I couldn't believe that thing went that far, but it did. And being new to ham, you know, being a CB-er all my time, you know, I was using TED codes instead of the Q codes. And a week later, I got this, like, what is it? Like a card. And it was some guy that's like, hey, you know, I heard you out there in Texas. I'm in Texas. and you were doing 10 codes, but you got to learn, you know, you weren't using Q codes. You need to do Q codes. And, you know, it's like, wow, really?
Yeah, I actually know all those codes because I used to fly airplanes, and that's what we had to use those in the airplane.
Oh, good, 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 yeah. Yeah, I'm learning them now, and, you know, and Dave 101, yeah, he's learning them too. He's got a nice setup.
Yeah, I was talking to him. I've heard him a little bit. He always talks to his buddy over there across the river from me, Roger.
Oh, okay. Yep, yep, yep. Yeah, he lives in Cave Junction now, and I'll tell you, I can go to Aardvark on this handheld, and I can hear him. He sounds good, you know.
Yeah, I can get Aardvark from my house, but I got an antenna up pretty high, so it works. But I can get the Cave Junction people sometimes.
Yeah, I've got one of them antennas too, but base antennas. I need to set it up. Mine's a tram, and it's always good. It's a ground plane. So I finally set up the CB antenna, and I got that 20 foot. And I think I'm going to put 10 more feet on it and probably put a 20 footer on the ham, you know, the 2 meter, 70 centimeter. And that should work pretty good.
Yeah, I have one of those. I can't even remember the 199 or something antennas, but I have an Ed Fong for the GMRS, and that works pretty good.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I bought this one off Amazon. You know, it was pretty reasonable, so I thought I'd try it. You know, it was a tram, and I lived in a two story. I didn't even have like a 5 foot pole, and just had it up on it. It did pretty good. It, you know, get Klamath. Well, I don't know if a Klamath, but it would get Medford and, you know, around everywhere else.
Yeah, I can get quite far from this because I got my antennas up pretty high. But I live down by the river, so I'm pretty low in elevation.
Plus, you got that river as a ground plane. That's why when I was on CB and we'd go to the coast, I'd love to go to the beach, you know, and just park out there because that would be a good ground plane.
I went over to the ocean the other day and I said, you know, I don't have a marine radio, so I actually bought a little handheld marine radio. And then all the bars were closed, the bays were closed, the Coast Guard closed all the bays down, so I didn't hear much traffic, but it was kind of interesting to listen to the Coast Guard on the marine radio.
Oh yeah, if you got a CB, they use Channel 1 from Crescent City all the way up. You know, the Gold Beach, they're all the shrimpers and everybody, if they're on the 11 meter, they're on Channel 1.
I'll have to figure that one out.
Yeah, it's like this handheld, it also... it's the latest model of one, and it does gets the aircraft, you know, the airport frequencies on it too.
Yeah, but that's mostly receive, I think, because that's AM.
Oh yeah, definitely receive. You're not, you can hear them, but you can't modulate to them.
Yeah, I have actual aircraft handheld radio because I used to fly, but I don't use it much anymore.
That's VHF, right?
Yeah, 126 or somewhere in there, and it's VHF, but it's AM.
Yeah, I remember when I was in the Navy in the 80s, and we had F-18s, and, you know, they had the antennas on the bottom of the, on top of the fuselage and on the bottom, too. You know, they were just like long, square-looking things. And what was, you know, the VHF and stuff, we'd always make sure that, you know, nothing struck it, make sure everything's good on it and stuff like that, you know.